Bitcoin falls under 63K as 1.12B and leverage is wiped out. Bitcoin fell below $63,000 early on June 4, 2026, a level it had not traded under in weeks, after a wave of forced selling tore through leverage positions. Watcher Guru flagged the break in real time, and Cointelegraph reported that more than $1.12 billion in crypto positions were liquidated over the prior 24 hours, with longs absorbing the majority of the losses. As of June 4, 2026, BTC traded at roughly 63,089, down 5.31% on the day and 15.15% across the past 7 days. The rest of the majors moved with it. ETH at 1784, 3.92%. SOL at 7024, 590%. BNB at 614 49, 562%. And XRP at 119, 2.91%. The CoinMarketCap Fear and Greed Index sat at 20, squarely in fear territory and close to where capitulation readings tend to cluster. A leverage flush, not a spot exodus. The headline number worth sitting with is the $1.12 billion liquidations, not the price itself. A 5% daily move in Bitcoin is unremarkable on its own. A 5% move that detonates over $1 billion of positions in a day tells you the market was carrying too much borrowed exposure into the drop. Liquidations happen when a leveraged trader's collateral can no longer cover their position, and the exchange closes it automatically. When longs are stacked up and price falls, each forced sale pushes the price a little lower, which triggers the next round of liquidations. That feedback loop is why the move accelerated through $63,000 rather than stalling there. Cointelegraph's read that longs took the majority of the damage fits the pattern. This was traders betting on a bounce getting run over, not holders calmly heading for the exit. Sentiment at the low end, a fear and greed reading of 20 is a sentiment data point. Not a forecast. It reflects volatility, momentum, and survey inputs rolled into a single number, and it has been wrong at turning points before. Still, the combination of a 7-day drawdown above 15% and a sub-20 reading describes a market that has stopped pricing in optimism. The earlier leg of this sell-off, when BTC slid toward $67,000 while equities climbed, already showed crypto moving on its own internal mechanics. The break under $63,000 extends that divergence, the cost of borrowed conviction. For anyone trading on margin, the lesson here repeats every cycle and rarely gets cheaper. Leverage amplifies both directions, and in a thin, fast tape, the liquidation engine does not wait for your thesis to play out. The traders who lost the most over these 24 hours were not necessarily wrong about Bitcoin's long-term path. They were wrong about being able to survive a 15% week with borrowed size. Spot holders feel a drawdown like this differently. A balance sheet that is down 15% on the week is uncomfortable, but it is not closed out at the worst possible moment by an exchange's risk system. That distinction matters for how people structure spending too. Funding a card directly from a volatile spot balance means a drop like this shrinks your effective purchasing power overnight. Spending from stablecoin balances instead, or keeping a buffer in self-custody wallets you control, insulates day-to-day costs from this kind of swing without forcing you to sell the dip. There is also a counterparty layer to weigh. Custodial trading and card balances sit on a provider's books, and stress events are exactly when concentration risk surfaces. Holding funds where you control the keys removes that exposure at the cost of taking on the responsibility yourself.